This is recording.
What episode is this?
20.
20?
Wow. Episode 20, Patrick. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of... I wish we could have had something a little bit more...
eventful?
Yeah, extravagant for this. It's 20th. Didn't we have a special 10th anniversary
episode? We did, and we had a lot of celebrity callers.
Yeah.
So we'll... And all manner of entertaining things to say, unlike now.
Yeah.
Where we have nothing to say.
We're going to go ultra low-key today.
To some extent.
Was there a wrestler named Loki?
There is. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that WCW?
No, he was a little bit later. He's more modern.
Whatever happened to him?
He's in Japan, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a smaller guy. He's like my size.
You know, you could say that of anyone, and I would believe you. If you said, oh, he's in Japan right now.
Yeah, Japan is a big market for pro wrestling.
And, like, for any guy who isn't currently on the WWE roster, you could say he's in Japan right now, and I would
yeah. Love yeah, because apparently there's good money to be made.
Yeah.
Japan.
Well, I think it's the only market.
Yeah, or Mexico.
But, and by good money, you mean good enough money to cover the steroids and cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the hookers and...
Yeah.
Which plagues every wrestler ever.
You know, I read... an article recently that said Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, was dangling by a thread and his wife worries for his life. And I'm thinking, what else is new? You know, we've been reading this for 20 years now.
Actually, newsflash. Do you remember the wrestler DDP, Diamond Dallas Page?
Sure, yeah.
Well, he has a yoga program.
Really?
That is apparently like... I actually was reading about it, and I watched a video about it, and it seems pretty legit.
Does he relax by doing the diamond cutter position?
Well, it's on the cover. Like, he's doing the symbol on the cover of the DVD.
But has he turned it into something like the downward dog, where it's something you do to relieve stress?
That's the thing. I haven't been able to watch it. Like, it's
called the diamond dog.
The previews are very...
Wasn't that a Led Zeppelin song?
Mm-hmm. No. Or diamond dog. Isn't that Bowie?
Oh, the Diamond Dogs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But basically, he not only is he in the process of sobering up Scott Hall, he's actually already sobered up Jake the Snake Roberts, who also had a debilitating drug addiction.
Why didn't he help Mindy McCready?
I don't know who that is.
She's a lost cause.
Yeah.
She was that country star who Dr. Drew Pansky couldn't help.
Well, she didn't want the help.
No, she didn't. You have to want the help
for it
to work.
And
but DDP is something of a therapist.
Yeah, and like kind of a motivational speaker. Because like I had seen, because do you remember that Beyond the Mat, that movie?
Yes, definitely.
And Jake Roberts, he was the one that was like really messed up in that
right.
one. And he's like totally.
Austin 316 says, I just kicked your ass.
Yeah, and his ass was kicked for quite a few years. But he looks pretty good now. Like he looks like, he's an old man, obviously.
Yeah.
But he looks like a normal old man.
But has he officially kicked the drugs?
Apparently like 6 months sober. And Razor Ramon, I think, is like...
Is he still playing with snakes?
I wouldn't doubt it. That's you live your gimmick.
Can you imagine an old man playing with snakes? That's weird.
Yeah, well, Slash, he's getting up there. Slash the snake pit.
Do you remember all that footage of Jake the Snake smoking meth? That they really had it all on camera and everything?
Yeah,
it was really sad. And he was one of those guys that, like, he smoked so much meth that all it did was get him back to normal.
Yeah.
There's nothing glamorous about meth. Can you imagine that being depicted in a glamorous way, where people actually, in some way, thought of smoking meth as being a cool activity, a party activity?
The factory.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, you know, they kind of, not that they've glamorized it, but, like, huffing, that's pretty low budget, too.
Yeah.
And so you don't huff?
No, I don't. Oh. I never huff.
But you gave it up a week or two ago.
Yeah, like, but I never got the, well, meth, of course, like, that just seems like a terrible...
There's a grunginess to it.
Yeah, you know? And huffing, too, like...
Whereas, you think about how cocaine was glamorized in the 70s, it was almost elegant to do cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I can't imagine meth, smoking meth, ever being elegant.
Isn't it funny how cocaine is a little bit higher class when you're just sucking something up your nose?
Yeah. Well, it's just, wouldn't it have a lot to do with just the price of it? Like, you can't afford cocaine, so you do meth, or you do...
Yeah.
huffing or pot or whatever. But,
Well, this is a went down a dark alley here.
It sure did.
You know, Scott Hall killed a man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was part of what makes him so tortured.
Yeah. He murdered a man in a parking lot.
Reliving that moment that he killed a guy at a nightclub.
Yeah.
He was a bouncer.
Yeah, he was a bouncer, yeah.
Was he listening to that Rage Against the Machine song? How I Could Just Kill a Man?
I Could Just Kill a Man.
I don't think that song had been written or performed yet.
Except they should have called him the hitman instead of Bret Hart.
Yeah, he lived it.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about DDP being a motivational speaker. Sting is kind of like
a Christian
pro wrestling world's evangelist.
Yeah.
Like he's like your spiritual mentor.
Man.
Didn't he help HBK? And
I think so. I think there's a video of them talking. Yeah. Yeah, like about their problem, you know.
So between DDP and Sting,
it's like you have a TV channel.
Yeah.
There, you know.
You know what? People would watch that. People would watch Pro Wrestling Rehab.
Yeah, I think they
would. Instead of Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah.
People would definitely
Would it be called the Trinity Wrestling Network? TW.
Do I hear a certain Josh coming in right now?
No. Josh Moss?
Is that a Josh? That is a Joshua!
We are currently recording, Josh. Come on in.
Oh. Have a seat.
We thought it would be nice. Well, if you came in while we were recording.
He's even more beautiful than I remember. Wait, so you have another one of these in a different color?
Yeah.
Wow, what's the other one was orange, right?
Yeah. Oh. By the way, I came in a phone. So.
Where did you buy that?
It's a Korean website called The Lee's.
So would you say you were buying outside your ethnicity?
Yes. I figured I'd switch it up.
No.
Have you dishonored your family?
No, I don't really care.
I don't think Filipinos place too much emphasis on dishonor, honor.
No. It's more just shameful and like you disappoint me. It's a very guilt driven.
So it's no different than any other Asian.
Wait a minute, that sounds pretty Catholic.
Yeah. Well, I mean a lot of Filipinos are Catholic.
Right, so. Exactly.
Are those pretzels?
You want some M&M's? Pretzel M&M's?
I'll try it.
I don't. Well, let's see. There's
no peanuts.
Yeah, but it might be. It came from a factory where they process peanuts.
That should be fine.
Yeah, we're eating pretzel M&M's. Isn't that
right? I miss M&M Krispies.
Do you have your EpiPen?
It's in my car.
By the way, if ever there was a time where we should have a sponsor, pretzel M&M's.
Yeah, pretzel M&M's.
I mean, we are eating them during the show.
Is this Mars Company?
M&M Mars.
Yeah, this is Mars.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Well, to Mars in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Call us.
Call us. We support you. I really like your use of Red 40 Lake, Yellow 6, Blue 1.
Amazing use of Yellow 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of the best I've seen.
Prodigious.
Actually, I really do like the color of blue M&M's. That was a later thing, wasn't it? The blue M&M?
Yeah. That was
That's a good-looking M&M.
Yeah, right they took
there.
A poll on that.
Fucking chomp on
I can't imagine a purple M&M.
That's going a little far.
Yeah.
I remember back in the 80s and early 90s, they had sort of a coffee or cream colored M&M. Remember that?
Oh.
It was tan.
Oh, yeah.
It was tan.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a tan M&M.
And yeah, I guess that offended somebody.
Yeah.
Get rid of that thing.
Bryant, we haven't started our theme song yet.
In the tradition, keeping up with the tradition of the show, we start the theme.
Yeah, we just had a really long cold open, so
that's cool. There we
go. More M&M's.
Armbar. Crippler Crossface. Camel Clutch.
Vader Bomb.
Moonsault.
Walls of Jericho.
Even Blow DDT.
Pilot driver.
Power bomb.
Texas blooper leaf.
Figure four.
Woo! Hey. That was mildly good.
Yeah, that was okay.
These M&Ms are phenomenal.
I made them.
Look, I don't see any green ones.
I used genuine Mars chocolate.
Wow.
And real yellow 11?
Well, you started by mixing up a nice pretzel dough. Then you baked it all in the oven. Then you covered it in chocolate. And then you created a nice candy coating.
The candy coating, that was difficult.
You poured it over the chocolate-covered pretzels.
And then you put M's on. And then
placed them on a baking sheet and put them in the freezer.
I am M&M's. I am them.
Speaking of pretzels, one of my total junk food favorites is those pretzels that they sell in the mall with the nacho cheese.
Oh man,
it's delicious.
Can I hear you say nacho cheese?
Nacho cheese.
Yeah. I like that. Keep that up.
Well, that's his command of the Spanish language right there.
Nacho.
What does nacho translate as?
Hell if I know.
It means not yours.
Oh.
Yeah. Or hell if I know. Either or.
No, but they also sort of candify them. Like make them like a churro. Almost.
Yeah,
they
there's cinnamon. Yeah,
powdered sugar and and cinnamon.
Yeah. Which churro? What is that?
Churro.
Expensive cinnamon stick.
Yummers.
Yummers. Yum yums.
Sounds.
Yeah.
There was a Puerto Rican porn star one time
named Churro
who was known for his expensive cinnamon stick.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, neither
was,
do I.
Was he spicy?
He was more
in more ways than one.
Was he a spicy character?
In more ways than one. Brian, will you please stop eating M&M's and contribute to the conversation?
They're really good.
They are good.
You want to look for more?
Yes, I would. This was a good idea.
Well, Pat at first expressed little interest in the M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still kind of on the fence about them. Because pretzels and chocolate, to me, anything mixed with chocolate, besides more chocolate, is usually a no-go for me.
What about ice cream and chocolate?
You mean like chocolate ice cream?
Nestle Crunch Bar.
No, you know how, like, it'd be like mint chip.
Oh, yeah, that might be an exception. I do like mint chip.
Okay. How about Mr. Good Bar?
What? Isn't Mr. Goodbar
that's
just
chocolate
peanuts?
Chocolate and peanuts.
Okay. Well, peanuts and caramel, yeah. But okay. I'm talking like where it's like combinations where it's like, you know, chocolate covered strawberries or chocolate covered.
Wow.
You know, I'm not.
Right?
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
How about yogurt covered pretzels?
Oh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzels by themselves, okay.
Pretzels with cheese. Phenomenal.
Yes, of course.
How about a woman's naked body covered in yogurt?
I don't know if I'd find that attractive. I'd find that a little even chocolate.
What about a woman stuffed with a pretzel?
Woman stuffed with a pretzel. Painful. I'd probably have to drive her to the
How about
be like
a
toxic
woman,
shock syndrome.
How about a woman baked into a pretzel?
Ooh.
What
like she'd be dead because she'd be baked.
In other words, cannibalism.
Yeah, I'd be a party
how
to
about
a
cannibalism?
To a murder.
What if every woman you've ever been with tasted like yogurt?
What kind of yogurt?
Oh, like Greek style.
It seems a little bitter.
Mm. Well, that's life.
Maybe a vanilla.
Who's to say every woman he's been with hasn't tasted like yogurt?
Mm.
I couldn't get enough, I guess.
Okay.
What if a woman tasted like tzatziki?
What is that again?
It's like a cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber sauce. Yeah. Okay.
I've never had
like
it.
You put on a gyro sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Why not?
Okay.
Right?
Where is this going?
Let's just go into the lightning round right now. Turn it on.
Well, we gotta get some
momentum.
I mean, we've only been talking this 13 minutes. This is what happens when we don't do a
I'm
podcast
feeling momentum.
For a few weeks. This is weak.
I feel the momentum right now.
What do we? There's got to be something. Chris Dorner, let's bring him back. Chris Dorner, are you out there? Let's talk about it. We got to bring you back.
You're calling for him from beyond the grave. Obviously, he is in heaven now, of course.
Would that be a really low skit if we did that, Chris Dorner from the grave?
Yeah, for the fans out there, for the many, many fans who are listening right now, we did
that'd be a little
kind
low.
Of go back and forth between the idea of possibly doing a skit about Chris Dorner.
Well, that's a little low.
Yeah.
We should do it like 5 years from now.
Mm.
It'll lose some of its luster, though.
Exactly.
Because people make... Because, like, people love making, like, Nazi jokes and Hitler jokes, you know?
Yeah.
And even if it's making fun of Hitler,
Like, it's still bringing that back. It's still bringing back the memory of Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still edgy. To a certain degree.
Edging?
So how was your March 1st?
It was breathtaking.
Orgasmic?
It was orgasmic.
Was it breathtaking, or did you was there a loss of breath?
Was actually,
loss of breath. Could you catch your breath after it was all done?
Matt was wondering. My roommate was wondering what the noises were.
Mm.
Yeah.
Were the walls shaking?
Pick that up. Don't.
Yeah, mm. Asshole. Hey, how
about you raised in a barn, Matt? I was going to call you Matthew.
Josh, how about Belly Blaster? Did he partake in NoFap February?
No.
No?
That was very upsetting.
Who else did partake in?
Some chicks.
Oh.
And then they're like, cheaters. No, I lost. And I was like,
So you made it the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the problem is now I can't get it up. So it was like a one-time thing.
Mm. Oh, okay.
No.
Now, where is Belly Blaster?
He's writing a paper at school.
Oh. What is the paper about?
That's pretty weak.
Podcast.
It's a bad podcast?
It'd be so bad.
You can just research in here.
I know.
This is...
No, he was at school and he was like...
Podcasts are the medium of the future.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Yeah.
It really does.
The tzatziki or whatever? What do you call them?
Tzatziki dip.
Yeah, tzatziki, yeah.
It's spelled really weird.
Yeah.
Tzatziki.
Yeah. Isn't that everything that's Greek?
Yeah, like yogurt.
Yeah, yogurt. That's a hard one. That's a spelling bee question right there.
Well, a lot of the loan words from the Greek language are spelled ridiculously, like psyche. You know, P-S-Y-C-H-E.
I gotta stop eating this candy. What the hell
is that? Yeah, that is...
That's not a word.
No, it's a monstrosity.
Yeah, and in spelling bees, I've noticed this. I actually bought a book about being good at spelling.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm that big of a nerd. And they said that the Greek loanwords are always the toughest because it's erratic about how they spell those words.
Mm.
You know, there's really kind of an arbitrary nature to how they spell those things. But Indian kids know all about that.
Do you think it... would you say that it gets your goat?
Homeschooled Indian children.
Would you say that it gets your goat?
Yeah, it gets my goat.
Josh, were you ever in a spelling bee?
Yeah. I misspelled pyramid.
I misspelled sergeant. And that word haunts me to this day. Can you spell it, Owen?
Yeah.
Spell it for me.
S-E-R-G-E-A-N-T.
SGT
period.
To this day, I swear I spelled it like that one of the times, because it actually got not only me out, but everyone got out twice, and then finally someone spelled it right.
How'd you get it? How do you get out twice?
Like, so basically, there was like five people left.
Did they say, "Are you sure?"
No. So like everyone spelled it wrong, and then they went around the horn again. And, like, to see if someone would finally spell it right.
How old were you?
I was in third grade.
You're, like, 18?
Last week. No, but, So I ended up getting fifth place. But, sergeant.
What is your...
How did you celebrate for fifth place, by the way? Yeah. Did you go out and get pizza?
I think around that time, Blockbuster would run... I think I had just gotten my report card around that time as well.
Oh, man.
And Blockbuster would let you rent a free game if you brought in your report card. And you had, like, a certain GPA or something.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, they do that? Oh, okay.
And for a movie, did you rent Ghoulies?
No, I actually didn't see Ghoulies until maybe, like, a year ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Aren't the puppets great?
They are, yeah.
And your girlfriend forced you to watch
Ghoulies. Yeah, right? That actually was the case. I didn't.
You were gonna watch Ghoulies. Come on. I would think.
Hey, Brian, would you like to talk about that crazy Peacock show?
45.
That no. The one on YouTube that has the big puppet.
Nothing fancy.
No, his name isn't Gorgar.
No, Gore Burger.
Gore Burger.
Have you guys seen Gore Burger? Gore Burger is this big...
on the subject of puppets, not unlike Ghoulies.
Mm-hmm. But he's this big, furry blue monster that looks like Where the Wild Things Are. And he's got, like, funny-looking horns and stuff like that. And he talks to indie musicians.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a sit-down talk show, but it's set in Japan as well.
Yeah, for some reason, the premise is that there's this talk show, variety show in Japan, and then he commandeers it. He jumps through the set, you know, almost like Godzilla. He breaks the furniture, jumps through the set, commandeers the show, and then it just becomes his show.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so he'll, like, interview, like, Tegan and Sarah, and... was it El Mariachi Bronx?
Oh, wow.
And, like, all these indie, health, like, all these indie bands, you know? But
he was in bootlegs for a while.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah. Never interviewed us.
He played bass. Gorberger actually played bass.
It's kind of wacky and surreal, almost like Space Goes Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Where he just throws these weird curveball questions and he keeps the guest on his or her toes. You know, they're just these weird questions that are really not even relevant to their experience as musicians.
Yeah. Or he'll just verbally attack you.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of, not to get off the topic of this character, but have you ever heard Nardwar? Have you ever heard of Nardwar? He's very similar. Like, he'll interview, like, he's just this wacky guy. Like, I'm not quite sure if it's a total act or if it's he kind of piles it on. But, like, I remember I was watching an interview with him and Henry Rollins, and he asked, like, so he apparently does this, like, intense research about whoever he interviews.
Yeah.
And he asked Henry Rollins, he's like, I talked to a groupie that you had sex with in 1984, and that she said that your penis was the size of, it was as fat as a tuna can. And, like, Henry Rollins is just looking at this guy like, Who are you? And like, this
did
was
he get Henry Rollins' respect though?
No, because he's interviewed Rollins twice, and the first one Rollins gets it, or the second one he gets the gimmick, and it's like, oh, okay, this guy's an idiot, or he asks me strange questions.
Yeah.
But the first one, Rollins, of course, you know, being the hyper serious dude he is, was just like,
what the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly. Like, you trying to be funny? What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it was very awkward.
Well, we're going to see Henry Rollins. Rollins on Gorberger.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
No, he actually, he really is. He's going to be on, like, on an episode in, like, a few weeks.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, where were we going with that?
I don't know.
Sorry. I derailed Gorberger.
Oh, wait, what was the name of that guy?
Nardwar.
Okay, how do you spell Nardwar?
I think it's a spelling bee right now.
I think it's Nardwar.
Let's just give Pat a bunch of French words.
By the way, you said that Nardwar does a lot of research on his interviewees.
Mm-hmm.
How about Patrick Svavonius?
What?
Isn't his name Patrick Svavonius? Ian Svavonius.
Yeah.
You just say Patrick because Patrick looks like him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I conflated the two, as we all often do.
We often conflate.
We often conflate. But, yeah, Ian Svavonius. What's the deal with him?
You know, I was going to mention that to you, that after the Mike Watt interview I wrote got published, about a week later I checked on Mike Watt's Facebook, and he had, like, several interviews by different people.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me feel bad.
Because I was
like, I don't know. I felt like I didn't
get... Oh, you felt less special.
Yeah. But then, like, part of that was one of the interviews was Ian Svavonius. And he asked very similar questions.
Did he?
He did. So...
Well, does that make him like you or you like him?
I think it makes him like me.
I think so, too. Yeah.
If it makes you feel...
In fact, he probably read your interview.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Like an asshole.
Yeah.
Read it, ripped it all off. And then put his initials at the end of it.
He would do that.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel better, Mike Watt is listening right now.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
So when is he coming on the show? You did text him the podcast address, right?
Yeah, I did. Your house, you mean?
Yeah.
But,
I was talking about the website, but no, that works too.
Probably about the same time that my dad is coming on this podcast.
How do you think my mom would react just seeing, like, Mike Watt in the backyard? Just
she wouldn't know who he was.
She'd probably think someone was here to, like, work on the
toilet. What if... yeah, he was going to paint the fence.
What if, he's got that blue collar charm.
He does, he does.
What if my mom actually knew who Mike Watt was? And she's like, is that Mike Watt?
Then I guess we'd have a big family dinner.
20 mm-hmm. nickels and a dime.
Double nickels.
Double nickels.
Don't you dare.
Pat's going to scissor kick you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we
do a lightning round?
Yeah.
Let's do.
Okay.
Get ready, players! Lightning round! Lightning, 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 lightning round! Lightning round!
No texting, Josh.
No. It's my question.
No texting during the broadcast. It's my questions.
So I was an asshole for just no reason?
Virtually nothing.
Oh. Not so, the first time you've been an asshole for no reason.
I offer you peanut and pretzel. And
you should go first, Bryant. For
being yeah, why such don't you make amends? Make amends for being such an asshole.
It's gonna be kind of hard to read because
I don't know how to read.
Yeah, I'm illiterate.
This is okay. Gonna turn into an after-school special here. Mm-hmm.
And the computer is going really fast right now.
Okay, would you rather I go now?
I don't know what's happening. Okay.
Wow, that's huge. All right.
So, question number one.
All right.
Eddie Vedder, Eddie Van Halen, Edward Furlong, Team Edward, Ed O'Neill, Ed O'Brien, Ed Gein, and Iron Maiden Eddie... cage match.
Man, this is similar.
Death match in a cage. In other words, who will win?
Team Edward.
Fuck.
Team Edward. Obviously. They're vampires.
Team Edward, wouldn't that be a host of people?
Yes.
So it'd be like...
It's a lot of people.
It'd be like a handicap.
I was on Team Edward.
Yeah, Team Edward is literally the size... of the entire fan base of Edward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you gotta go with that. That's just a flood of humanity.
Yeah, really? There'd be like, you know, even Iron Maiden. Oh no, it's Iron Maiden Eddie.
Yeah, so. You know, the big
well,
guy?
You mean...
The big monster dude.
Yeah,
Well, something tells me Iron Maiden Eddie would have superhuman abilities.
Yeah.
So he would be most likely to beat Team Edward.
Yeah.
Edward Furlong is just a puffy drug addict.
And Eddie Van Halen
tore him down. Jeez.
And isn't Eddie Van Halen the same thing?
Man.
Wasn't he
sorry, Edward,
hanging out with Devin Dando one time?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was in Tremors 5?
Yeah.
With Devin Dando?
You are cold. You are cold. All right.
I'll modify that. He's a recovering...
Puffy
drug addict.
Puffy drug.
But he's also recovering from being puffy.
He's in a tag team with Scott Hall called the Recovering Drug Addict. Going to win the tag team championship.
If anyone's going to win the tag team championship, it's him.
Yeah.
All right, next question. UFC 158 is finally here. George isn't scared.
Homie.
But who do you have winning? George St. Pierre, Nick Diaz. It's finally here. George has been calling in every night.
They're going to go every round. George is going to win by decision.
Wow, you think so?
Split or unanimous?
Unanimous.
Mm.
Okay.
I got to go with GSP.
Mm-hmm.
He's a oily man.
Your eye is like...
Lit up.
He's getting all googly eyes.
Very sculpted man.
I think GSP
it's a good thing we're out of NoFat February.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because later tonight, let me tell you.
I would lose.
I'd say GSP as well just because I think... Nick Diaz will make a mistake.
Mm.
I think
he's going to get caught.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. What's your thing? Your thought?
Oh, I got to go with George.
Okay.
Yeah. He's my favorite. I love him.
KO? Submission?
I would say unanimous decision.
Okay.
But if any other alternative, I would say submission.
Okay.
Armbar.
Wow.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would be from the side mount position.
Hmm. All right.
I would have thought he was going for the figure four or leg lock.
What round?
Round three. Okay. You get engaged to the love of your life, man, only to find out that your new father-in-law is none other than former WCW champion Diamond Dallas Page. Is this cool?
Absolutely.
Dude, I would give him diamond high fives all the time. So yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
Diamond fives.
Diamond fives.
And he's probably probably well off, you know, so you probably have a nice honeymoon on his dime.
And he's proven himself to be a motivational speaker. You know, in your times of trouble, he could lift you up out of your depression. So
great dress. That's as well.
And lift you up and diamond cutter you.
Exactly. If it's good for you, yeah, you know, if he sees fit that it's therapeutic or in some way helpful, absolutely.
How would you call him, though? Would you say Mr. Page or hello there, Diamond?
Mr. Diamond Dallas.
Maybe he's Mr. P?
I think he could go with any of those.
Mr. Dallas.
I would just call him by putting my hands up in a form of a diamond.
Like a bat signal?
He would understand.
Yeah.
And you have to have somebody shine a flashlight through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I wrote this question before we started the show. So wow. I guess
it was just
It was meant to be.
The energy, exactly. The DDP energy was there. Okay. Terrence Kalaxan is playing TurboGrafx right now. Is this cool?
No! Screw you, Terrence.
He should be here.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Even though we didn't call him.
I'm more split than you guys. I think that's actually pretty cool. Especially if he's playing Bloody Wolf. I'm going to have to
say. He's a good one.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
And if it's Bloody Wolf for Turbo Duo with the bad voice acting, that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, Terrence. Owen thinks you're cool.
Me and Patrick.
Because that means a lot.
Is meat murder?
Just thinking about this today. It's really weird.
See, there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, that was weird. I was thinking about meat. And I was like, you know what? If chicken, like they're like, God didn't want you to eat, you know, food. I'm like, then why they make chicken so good? It tastes so good. No, it's not.
Well, if meat is murder, does that make all predatory animals murderers? Like, is a lion a murderer?
I don't feel like throwing my pet lion in jail.
You know, is a killer whale... Well, actually, it's right in the title. He's a killer whale. So he is a murderer.
Yeah, well, fuck whales.
Like the
They're like the Ted Bundys of the
ocean. We just lost a lot of viewers.
Well, we lost all of our viewers.
Lost all our viewers.
Yeah. Brian, don't you think killer whales are the Ted Bundys of the ocean?
Yeah. Ed Gein. The Ed Geins of the ocean. They wear their faces. They swim around.
But if you had to choose between meat is murder and save the whales, you'd have to choose one, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's...
By the way, we're laughing about murderers again. Like, this is like us talking about Chris Dorner and Hitler.
Exactly.
We're talking about... We're making Ed Gein jokes and Ted Bundy.
Yeah, this is really...
Al Bundy jokes.
Yeah, telling the line.
And don't we kill plants far more every day than we do, like stepping on grass, you know?
Yeah.
We kill
them. Now, what about those species that kind of straddle the border between flora and fauna, like a Venus flytrap? Is a Venus flytrap an animal, or is it a plant, you know?
It's a hybrid.
I mean, if you ate that thing, what are you eating?
It's your worst nightmare.
Wait a minute. What do you think? Is meat murder?
I don't have to answer my own question.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I don't think it is. And actually, I was telling you today how much I would like to shoot animals and eat them.
Yeah.
Because I've been talking about going hunting. I'd like to go hunting.
That's why you've been cleaning your guns so much.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Fair enough.
You weren't there for that. It smelled.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like oil. Hops number 9, actually. What is the worst possible first name to be born with?
Damn, like... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interject myself there. But it's funny, whenever I write lightning round questions, without even talking to you guys, I feel like I write questions that are kind of eerily similar to your guys' questions.
See, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on tonight. This is strange.
So, I'm sorry, what was the question again?
What is the worst possible first name to be born with?
Kevin. mixed, I don't know, I think Hitler...
Adolf?
Adolf, yeah.
But, you know, before Adolf Hitler, It probably wasn't that bad of a name.
Yeah.
No.
Like, no, you don't hear anyone like, oh, Little Adolf.
I tend to hate those names
Adolf
like
Moss.
Chaz or like those like really like Cody. I really hate those like very just like
Zach. How
about Zach? Yeah, Zach spelled like Z-A-C-K. Man, those are just terrible to me.
I agree with you. I also don't like, sorry, Tristan in Hollywood, but I don't like Tristan.
Yeah.
I'm going to apologize to you, buddy. I don't mind Tristan. That name, in fairness, is a little effeminate. I know you are effeminate, and you like actually match your name, but Tristan. Not much for that name. Tristan. Mm-hmm. Or how about unisex names like Francis?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, exactly. Lindsay Warner.
Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah. Morgan is better for a girl.
Yeah.
Like, Morgan for a man is kind of a pansy.
Morgan Freeman, Morgan Fairchild, who's better?
Morgan Fairchild.
Matter of factly.
I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
His voice really? Is gone.
So. Was Morgan Freeman at the end of Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
And yes.
That's right.
Did Morgan Freeman kiss James Brolin?
Yeah. Oh, it was James Brolin.
After that was getting off...
That was Morgan Freeman.
A Kawasaki motorcycle?
That was Morgan Freeman, and he was getting off, period.
Yeah. What was Morgan Freeman... Did he have cold nipples on WKRP in Cincinnati? Answer's no.
I don't think Morgan Fairchild did either.
Well, yeah, she did.
Well, Morgan Freeman was God, so he's everything.
Yeah, that's true.
He's everything. So
yeah.
Best music video of any era...
Of any era.
I really like.
I was just watching.
And that's the any era.
I was just watching David Bowie "Rebel Rebel," where he has the red wig and the hagstrom,
mm-hmm.
with the pirate eye patch.
Okay, wrong answer.
That's a great video,
Pat.
Ah, that's a good question. I'd like to go with Guns N' Roses, but I can't because they're just too damn cheesy.
November Rain?
November Rain is...
Come on, man. Slash was there.
Yeah.
That's also incorrect.
His glasses.
How about...
And his guitar.
Yeah?
This has an objective right answer.
I'm a big fan of Tonight Tonight by Smashing Pumpkins because it's an ode to...
Oh, it's very steampunk.
Yeah.
That's also an ode to incorrect.
Wow.
Yeah?
Ode to incorrect answers.
Yeah. Mm. The correct answer... It's Gary Newman, Cars.
I never saw that music video.
Yeah.
It's a good song, man. Go okay.
With his...
I think I'm going to go home and do that.
Ghostly presence? No, the correct answer was Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell.
Oh, right.
My God.
Whip It by Devo.
Weird.
That was good. Strange video.
Everyone's like, I don't know.
Wait a minute, what about Word Up? Cameo.
Mm-mm. Candy is way better by Cameo.
Oh, Candy is really
Mr.
good.
Personality by...
Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Okay. If the United States, like, totally gets nuked and stuff, where'd you go, dog?
Where do we go?
Hmm?
If it gets totally nuked and stuff? Like,
where do we go from here?
Do we know it's going to get nuked, or is it already got nuked?
Yeah, either or.
It's impending.
So you're saying one of the big metropolitan areas...
Say it's going to get nuked in a week. Where'd you go?
Oh, shoot.
And it had to be.
I would say wherever Linda Hamilton is going in a Jeep, I would follow her.
Mm-hmm.
With Edward Furlong, mm-hmm. the puffy drug addict.
Even though you guys told him to fuck off earlier. Or was that. Or was
it? Yeah, it was Edward
Furlong. Yeah, that was Edward Furlong, right?
You know what? Being with Edward Furlong would be good in case of Armageddon because he would know where all the meth was in all of the United States. You could be anywhere. You can be in Tempe, Arizona. He would know where it is.
So you can stay awake. You can keep
Sarasota, lookout. Florida.
Yeah.
He would know where it was.
So, yeah, where'd you guys go? Outside. It has to be outside the United States.
Outside the United States?
Yeah. Well, the whole United States is getting nuked.
The whole United States. So,
yeah,
so
this
all,
isn't the coast.
Like, the whole continental United States is going to
be
like, up.
Where are you going to be in the United States?
No.
Okay,
where
that
would you
be,
leave to? Where'd you run away
No, that would be
to?
Such... A big mushroom cloud, it would poison the whole earth.
So Canada would be off limits too, I'd assume.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that would destroy the world.
America's gonna get messed up. Where do you go to get away?
Okay.
There's gonna be earthquakes. All right, forget nukes.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was like, I just hide in the fridge, dude. I saw Indiana Jones. So.
I'd go to Cuba.
Go to Cuba.
Yeah. Because it'd be far enough. It'd be 90 miles off the coast.
I would go to...
They probably won't treat you too well, but then again, you do have some Cuban blood. Yeah.
I would go to the south of France and hang out with Robert Crumb in a tool shed.
Nice?
Yeah.
Japan. Might as well.
All predictable answers. Okay.
Predictable, really? Yeah. You could have predicted that.
Yeah. A question from Al Camaro. Of Al Rick and the Trick.
Oh, it's good to hear from them.
Yeah, he wrote. This is from Al Camaro. He wrote in. Al says, "Say you're fucking this cunt, right?
Yeah.
But the goddamn condom breaks. Uh-huh. Know what I'm saying? So, murder, suicide, or just murder?"
Well, Al, that's a pretty tasteless question.
Murder? Wouldn't murder, suicide be acknowledging that you were wrong? And you could never do that.
Right.
I can't imagine myself ever being in this situation, Al. As common as it may be to you.
So
I'll have to forego this one.
No comment.
No comment.
Murder.
So one vote for murder. Joshua. Patrick?
I think murder. It had to be.
Wow, these are two cold ones.
This is
right
not
here.
My answer. This is Al Camaro's
answer. I would murder by taking off a condom. Splitting it on her face because it was my children.
The millions of children. Potential children.
Yeah.
These are two cold, cold men right here.
Not colder than Ed Gein, though.
These are two cold ones, and we're talking about the bodies.
Stone cold.
Stone cold.
Alright, final question from me. If you could have a mold...
What?!
If you could have... You've read my question. Get out of here.
No. I'm just amazed because I wrote a question similar.
Wow.
Okay. We are on a very similar wavelength right
this
now.
This is getting eerie right now. This is goosebumps right now.
The Vulcan mind melt.
Yeah. He's writing this right now.
We are Borg.
Where are we going on?
Well, give us the last question.
Oh, the wingding.
The mold.
Oh. Hold on. Let me close that. Okay, if you could have a mold of your penis on display in any public place, where and why?
You would probably be at a doctor's office to exhibit the normal penis size.
A normal, healthy penis.
A normal, healthy penis, yeah.
Not bad.
I'd have mine displayed at the Gap.
Not in the Gap. At the Gap.
At the Gap.
Which Gap? At every Gap?
All of them.
At every Gap there's a mold.
All of them.
Okay.
I would like mine on display at a 7-Eleven.
Next to the Biggles.
And it would be color coded, and there would be a number of them, and they would correspond to each Slurpee flavor.
Wow.
It's appetizing. That sounds appetizing.
And the spigot for the Slurpee is my penis dildo. And you would pull it and slurp it out.
You don't hit the lever. You have to yank the dick down.
Yank the dick and the Slurpee comes out.
Wow.
You thought that through.
Yeah.
In the few seconds that it took. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a Slurpee.
Mm. All right.
Mine would be Guitar Center.
Mm-hmm. So you can finally wank in more ways than one.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that where you were going with it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say that it would be there at the door, and you kind of rub it.
To get in?
No, sort of like Showtime at the Apollo. It's like rubbing the log. So you walk in and you rub my penis, and then you're imbued with some good shred powers. Oh. So when you go to Guitar Center, you can show off.
And play Stairway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play poorly, Sandman will sweep you off the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got my penis mold at the end. He sweeps you out of my dick.
Pat, would you like to go?
I could.
Okay, right. Go on.
All right.
It's not back to follow.
That is definitely. Okay, question number one. If you were able to choose what your situational incarnation would be for a future life, what would you choose?
Situational incarnation.
So, like, what would you be reincarnated as in your future life?
It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so not necessarily another human being.
Yeah, it could just be anything in existence.
I'd like to live a very basic, humble life as a seagull. You know, they eat well, those seagulls.
They do.
Sure do.
And they just you know,
a very elegant bird. Have you ever seen a seagull up close?
Yeah.
They're huge.
They are.
It's like a little pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would like to be as close to the modern-day equivalent of a pterodactyl as possible.
Brian.
Mm. I think I would be Patrick's penis mold.
You'd be admired. And use a... Josh?
I would be a dog.
Any particular...
I mean, it's
chow breed. Chow.
Can you be a chow chow?
I'd want to be a beagle or a Jack Russell, because I really like Wishbone. And I'd like to be a dog because, you know, people scratch them on their bellies, behind the ear, without question. And, I mean, I have to ask for that. So.
Very good.
What if you get adopted by a Chinese family and they eat you?
Well, not in China. I don't want to be a dog in the United States.
So American dog.
Yes.
All right. What if you're eaten by China the wrestler?
In America. It's possible.
Or what if your owner was China the wrestler?
Oh, dude.
Or what if you have to eat China?
Oh, like she puts peanut butter.
Yeah. What if China the wrestler buys Pat's penis mold and that's me? That's where I end up.
She went on a shopping spree.
Man. And got two things. A dog and...
And then she goes to 7-Eleven for a slurp.
Yeah.
Where she finds her pet seagull.
So we're all screwed. Yeah. We're all screwed. Yeah.
China is our demise. As in real life. Question number two. Which
America owes China a lot of money.
We do.
The wrestler. America is in debt to China the wrestler.
Well, the ninth wonder of the world.
She put her body on the line.
Yes,
she did. She's a tough sport.
Oh, my gosh.
We owe her, like, what is it? $16 billion now? What's the running count?
Yeah.
Question number two. Which historical death would have been more interesting to watch? General Custer at the Battle of Little Bighorn getting quilled by Indian arrows? Or Rasputin's repeated gunshot and stab wounds along with being castrated and thrown in a freezing river?
Too soon, Pat.
I'd like to see Rasputin get killed by Ed Gein.
Oh.
No. Definitely Rasputin. Yeah. He had the most interesting death. And you know what's really interesting? You know that show Celebrity Ghost Stories?
Yeah.
I was watching a marathon of Celebrity Ghost Stories. Alan Thicke visited this hotel in Russia. I think it was in the 90s, after the Soviet Union had collapsed. He saw the ghost of Rasputin.
Wow.
In this hotel.
He was a creepy-looking dude.
And apparently this hotel was haunted by the spirit of Rasputin, and he saw him.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like Ted Bundy too.
Speaking of Rasputin, his he was castrated, of course, and his penis apparently was extremely large.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
like it's like 13 inches. Field. Like
he saw it.
And didn't they shoot him like 6 or 8 times? Yeah, and he would never die.
Yeah, it was repeated 300 times.
300 feet.
He was a mystic.
Yeah, he was definitely an interesting character. And I'm surprised that they haven't made a modern-day movie about him. I think they made a movie about him forever ago in, like, the 20s or 30s.
I'm sure it's in the works.
But he's such an interesting person, they should make another movie. And I think Liam Neeson would be a great Rasputin.
Yeah.
Because Rasputin was tall, right?
Yeah.
Tiffany
Amberthiessen would be hot as Rasputin.
With that beard.
Yeah.
So you're skipping our answers. we don't even ask Josh or myself.
Well, go ahead.
I don't want to answer.
Yeah, I don't care. Football field.
I didn't care anyway.
Well, I had to tell that Alan Thicke story. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
Okay, this is a question that you can only answer.
Oh wow.
Which fate seems more likely to you in 5 years: living on Skid Row or living as a multimillionaire?
We have to choose between one or the other?
Well, which one do you think is more likely? Which would more likely be...
That's what
face.
I was going to say, I swear to you.
Dude, this is getting weird, dog. This is getting weird.
I was going to say living on a prayer.
This is getting weird, dog.
That was weird. Can you, like, pick a couple numbers for me, please? Please.
We're gonna get like the same fortune. At a
answer
Chinese
the fucking
restaurant.
Questions,
I'm
God
sorry.
Damn it.
Just jeez.
Kidding. Just kidding.
We're leaving on a prayer.
What were they again?
Skid Row.
Which would be
or
more
a millionaire?
Like, yeah, Skid Row or a millionaire.
What's more likely?
Like what? Right now, if you were to guess, which one would be more likely in 5 years? Skid Row or multimillionaire?
Maybe not multimillionaire. How about just millionaire?
Okay.
Maybe millionaire, because I still have that big collection of Beanie Babies that I can still, you know, sell.
Sell.
I looked up Cubby on eBay.
Yeah?
Not good.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be a multi-millionaire because I like Whoppers. Yeah. That candy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
99-cent Cubbies.
Question number 4. Better choice for political office based on their acting roles? Scott Baio or Ralph Macchio?
Oh, man. I always get them mixed up for some reason.
Scott Baio.
Really?
Yeah.
Scott Baio. Why?
Well, he has, I think, overall more acting experience.
Well, he was Charles in Charge.
Ralph
he?
Macchio, I think he does Broadway? Yeah. Or he did Broadway or something like
but
that
afterwards? But he's the Karate Kid. He's the best
he'd
around.
Kick himself
no one's ever going to bring him down.
I'd have to go with
so
Ralph Macchio.
So I'd have to vote for Ralph Macchio.
Split decision. Winner by split decision.
Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Question number 5. The 60s girl group The Shags had a song called My Pal Foot Foot. Which of your body parts, penis excluded, would you consider your pal?
My asshole.
Your asshole?
Yes.
Why?
Is that a part or an orifice?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I'd say it's both. A little bit of both. I could grab it.
pinch it.
I'm going to say my hands, because life without them would be much more difficult.
I know what you mean, man.
Especially during November, February. Or actually after November, February.
No, I'm going to have to go with my eyes.
Wow.
Because they help me do things.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Okay, question number 6. If you were a savant of some sort, what would be your incredibly acute, extraordinary skill that would be taken advantage of by your older brother? Or younger brother?
Rain Man. Is this directed at me?
No, it's Rain Man.
Just amazing geography skills. You know, Reykjavik is the capital of Iceland. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be really good at solving jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
Expert animal tracker.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, he can smell a badger from, like, 2 miles.
Very good. I'm not sure. It'd be very interesting to see this hypothetical brother taking advantage of all these skills.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 7. This is the question that was kind of similar to one of your guys's. Question number 7. If you were asked to change your first name to something different, which name would you choose?
Why Patrick Delaney? That would be my
for the
first name.
Patrick Delaney Moss.
Patrick Delaney Race Moss.
Mine would probably be Kevin Nung.
Schumacher.
Yeah.
My name would be Dale Earnhardt.
Schumacher.
Dale Earnhardt Schumacher.
Very good.
And Pat would take Terrence Cox.
Question number 8. Who would win in a 4-way ladder match for Artistic Integrity World Championship title? Damon Albarn, Jarvis Cocker, Tom York, or Leonard Cohen?
I'm going to come out of nowhere with a write-in candidate and say...
So he ran in with a steel chair.
Exactly. And I'm going to say Johnny Rotten.
Oh, okay.
Absolute integrity to the bone. Especially when he did that Parquet Butter commercial.
Yeah.
That was extreme integrity.
Basil was proud.
I'm going to say Modest Mouse.
Josh?
That gorillas guy.
Damon Albarn?
Yeah.
So, reigning and defending, I guess.
Yes.
Question number 9. If your job was to be a product tester for any corporation, which one would you choose?
Condom, man.
I I knew that that was going to come.
You wrote this for me.
Yeah.
Josh is going to say condoms. No, that's not mine.
Actually, I would be the quality assurance guy for video games from the late 80s and early 90s. They've already been debugged.
So,
and yet, I'm the quality assurance guy for things that have already been released a long, long time
ago. To be resold again.
Yeah, so I'm like playing Mega Man 3, and I'm like, look at this glitch!
Oh, man. You know what? Speaking of that, whenever you see, it seems like whenever you see advertisements for, like, institutes or whatever, where learn how to make video games, they're always like, oh, yeah, we test video games, and, like, they're sitting playing video games, and like, yeah, check out that glitch on, like, level 7. Like, something very generic, and it's, but they always use the word glitch. It's like, oh, that's what signifies that you're actually working.
That's a tell-all, yeah.
You know, formally speaking, there aren't really levels or stages anymore. You know, they're more like worlds.
Yeah.
And it's more like based on tasks that missions, you perform. Missions, yeah. So it's not like Donkey Kong where you're just, you know, bam, 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 level, you know. Anyway, Brian, did you answer?
No.
Product testing?
Well, Pat doesn't care about my
no, answer. I do.
She's willing to move on.
I legitimately care.
I had a dream.
No, I don't.
I had wax and whites. No,
right. Well, I had a dream a few days ago I watch a lot of gun videos on YouTube, and there's this one personality who's this older Southern gentleman by the name of Hickok, and he reviews guns and he tells you,
you know, if you want to find him on YouTube, he goes by
Hickok 45.
Very good.
Is it the old guy?
He's an older gentleman from Tennessee.
Is he the one that was playing basketball? Like, he was bouncing a basketball while shooting?
No. No. but
I didn't make that up, man.
All he does is just, he's kind of like a quality assurance type of guy. He just talks about guns, and he gives his 2 cents on them. But I had a dream that I was at SHOT Show, which is sort of like the E3, or the big expo on firearms, held by firearms manufacturers. And I was talking to Hickok about the new Ruger lineup. And he was telling me what he liked and didn't like. So I think I would be a quality assurance person for Ruger Firearms in Prescott, Arizona.
I'd want to be a food tester for Baskin Robbins.
Delicious.
Yeah. So you'd try the peanut stuff.
Yeah, I'd say no. Yeah. No, none of that.
How about quality assurance for the good people at Fleshlight?
That definitely feels like Genesis.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't like Tara Patrick. You know,
the petroleum.
I've been with Tara Patrick. This is not like
this. This does not feel like Tory Black.
You know, the petroleum that he uses is actually peanut oil.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Question number 10.
No.
An advanced alien race exists and has come to survey Earth. What pitiful human offering would you suggest in an attempt to impress them?
I would show them my Navi. Straight from Pandora Fleshlight, the blue one. I'd say, I understand your people. And they'd say, you know, this guy is cool.
I would say, allow me to introduce you to the highest political leader in all the world, Edward Furlong.
I would show them either one of two things. One being bootlegs of the Entitled Band, or two, Patrick's penis mold. In that high school science classroom.
You should show them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would show them China.
No.
China is...
She is the eighth wonder of the world.
Or right. Patrick's penis mold inside of China. Man. While playing bootlegs.
Well, you don't want to scare them off, you know.
Okay.
What, you guys the ready? Bootlegs part or the, or the China part?
Everything. How about a hand for Patrick's questions?
I didn't get a...
Wait, I could go.
How about a retroactive hand for Brian's question?
No. Alright.
I need to disappear real quick.
Are you gonna poop?
Where's he going? Where are you going, really?
But all my questions were...
Okay, Bryant is moving his car presently.
In real time.
These are the kinds of unexpected things that happen during a podcast.
The fast-moving world of podcast... Broadcasting.
So should we just stall until he comes back? I suppose it wouldn't be right for us to launch into the rest of our segment. So, Josh.
What do you not like most about Brian Schumacher? He, like, listens to this. What the fuck? I'm just kidding. Those aren't my questions.
No, I actually totally love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing negative to say about him at all.
I hate when he just moves his car at inopportune times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It makes for terrible radio.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Terrible, terrible radio.
Mm-hmm.
But groundbreaking radio.
I like how if it's terrible, it's automatically groundbreaking. Yeah.
Isn't that the case all the time? Because mm-hmm. It has to be. It has to be terrible at
that
first
was so
to be groundbreaking,
fast, dude.
I think so.
That is your skill, okay. Moving a car that fast.
We successfully stalled terribly.
Yeah.
Okay. I could have predicted that.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, you're welcome to go.
Okay, so my questions are actually based upon my activities tomorrow because I have a job interview, my second job interview. So hopefully I get hired.
Are you still not jinxing yourself by saying what it is?
I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Oh, you read it?
I didn't. Or I read that.
I'm like, there's no way you could have not read it.
So wait a minute. You're going to work for Reddit?
No.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
You're going to be a moderator looking at all those terrible...
I'm going to be a 4chan. All right,
terrible.
So...
Only GIF section.
Yeah. All right, so...
GIF section, actually, the peanut butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What? Question number one. What is your greatest strength?
My calves are pretty strong.
Yes. I've always wanted to say that to like an interviewer. I can bench press pretty good.
I'd say that in general I'm pretty friendly. You know, I make a good first impression. No.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
No, that's true.
Well, the first time I met you, you like just shredded on a bass, and I was like, whoa. Oh, man. I think that's that guy.
Good impression.
Well, I mean, think about who I was surrounded by. You know, I had to keep up. You know, I was in...
Blue legs of the entitled
band. Yeah. Yeah, I was in some serious company.
Yeah.
So, I had to do that.
You had to.
What's the next question?
Patrick looked at me like...
I guess my greatest strength is I'm creative.
I'd agree
with
that.
It's a cop-out.
I remember someone actually asked me this in an interview, and I thought I was really breaking the mold and by saying that my greatest strength is my flexibility. And because...
Well, that has multiple connotations.
Yeah, exactly. that's why I was like, just to kind of play with that idea. But that, but mostly meaning that I could, you know, adapt to any situation.
Yeah. I thought you were really stretchable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, in case they wanted to...
What did they say to that?
They said, interesting.
And then they did the splits.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, you aren't.
Top that.
All right, of course, following question number one is question number two.
Indeed.
Because it wouldn't make any sense otherwise.
That is the natural progression.
World upside
greatest,
down.
Greatest weakness.
Greatest weakness.
White cats.
I don't have the strongest pectoral muscles.
Mm. Push-ups, man. Diamond push-ups.
Yeah, those are hard.
You do them a couple times, and you get used to it.
No. Well, you're a beast. You're a Kenpo champion.
Yeah.
My greatest weakness... that phone ring. Probably that.
That is an awesome one. What was that?
I don't know. I thought that was an Atari for a second.
It's a phone ringing.
Or it sounded like a calculator game.
No, was that?
We were playing a TI-83.
Like Tamagotchi, dude. Or my Tamagotchi. My Tamagotchi was hungry.
My Tamagotchi died!
No, was that like a standard ringtone?
Yeah.
Wow.
AT&T?
Okay, my greatest weakness would probably be... this being an honest answer, probably serious computation in terms of mathematics. Not the greatest. I wasn't not bad though. I passed all my math classes. And, yeah, did pretty good. Wasn't bad, I guess.
I can be indecisive.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was. Well, I don't know about that one.
Well.
I've been
thinking of my phone.
I've been told that
there
I am.
There it goes. Is that a frog noise it just made?
You would hear like monochromatic ringtones.
Yeah. Oh, I'm also a perfectionist. Brian knows that.
Oh. That's not there could be worse problems.
Yeah.
Because I had that too.
Yeah.
How'd you overcome it?
I just exploded it.
You're like, I fucked up too many times.
I fucked it.
Yeah. Alright, I'm sorry, Patrick.
It's okay. I can be stubborn. So I refuse to answer this question.
Good.
Stubborn about maybe not getting a master's?
Maybe.
Hey, yeah. Can you smell this banana? Huh?
No, I do. It didn't. It's like if banana was a gummy.
Well, this is banana runs.
Oh, I don't even. Oh, wow.
You know the Wonka cane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving Stop on. Distracting me.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay.
Buddy.
How do you evaluate
success?
Number three.
That's a really nice purple, by the way.
Yeah, it's royal.
I like that a lot. Kind of jealous, actually.
Where'd
you get that?
I told you, the Lee's.
The Lee's?
The Lee's shop. I actually got some more stuff on it.
Is that Vietnamese?
No, it's Korean. Right up your alley.
Where is that?
It's online. The Lee's shop.
It's pronounced Korean.
Korean. Yes. Sorry. Can you answer my question, Josh?
I don't remember.
How do you evaluate success?
By length.
By girth.
By hardness.
Okay. Good. Question number four. What are you passionate about?
Length.
Girth.
Length.
Hardness.
Hardness.
Life.
Yeah, I don't want to be too vague, but I'm passionate about a lot of things. But for now, I'm just going to say beautiful women.
Hmm. Korean one? I thought you said linen.
It's Korean.
Oh, okay.
The banana runs.
The R is pronounced like a W. Korean.
Is it always like that?
I don't mean to sound overtly sexual, but Brian, can you blow that banana this way?
Oh, it smells really good.
Not bad. Not bad.
Do you smoke? What the fuck?
You're frog.
Are you going to teleport? Is this Star Trek? So, yeah.
He's playing a game of Paperboy right now.
Beautiful women. It could be Korean. Really, any ethnicity. I'm not an Ed Gein.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I better start being passionate about the English language because I'm pursuing my master's in English.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Well,
so upset.
Brian and I are going to be getting our master's, and we're going to begin this fall.
I'm getting my master's in education.
Actually, beginning this summer because we'll be taking various elective classes. Yeah.
And Pat's a faggot.
That goes without saying. You didn't even have to say that.
What? I don't know what's happening anymore. What was
yeah,
the question?
Life.
Oh yeah, life. Right.
Okay.
All right. Question number five. Favorite Disney movie?
Ooh. Pinocchio.
Wow.
Definitely Pinocchio.
Dumbo.
That's a good one.
Right. Man, I actually the first thing I thought was Owen's answer, but I have to think of something different now. Oh, isn't Tron considered a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. One or two.
Really?
It's good?
Yeah, I really like it.
I'll go with, I'll go Tron.
Tron. Okay. Number six. Greatest accomplishment.
Length.
Hardness.
Girth. That's a good
Patrick
question.
Doesn't say girth, he goes... He just looks down and shakes his head.
Good question.
I think playing bass for bootlegs.
You're pretty good. I didn't mind it. It was nice. I liked it.
No, my greatest accomplishment is this show.
Oh, that's a good answer. Certainly not this episode, but in totality, this show.
So it's Lee's.
On balance, this is a pretty good show.
I'll send you a website.
TheLees.com?
Yeah, the Lee's shop.
On theleastshop.com.
Weird.
Patrick!
I'm going to go kind of generic and say graduating college.
Oh.
Okay. It's cute. Is it?
A win.
Okay. Yeah.
Even good. Though your degree means nothing, Owen and I are going to be masters.
Well, if you'll just stop being stubborn.
Mmm.
Then you could be a master as well.
And then decide that I want $20,000 in loans down the line.
I'll go to lender 10, more realistically.
Yeah, we're not going to USC here.
Did you answer one?
I just said hardness.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, with that question, I'm going to go with greatest failure.
Greatest failure.
Softness.
Have you ever been put in that position? Because I have. That's really awkward.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with playing bass. In
it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
No, my greatest failure. Well, I failed going back to the math question. Or what my math answer.
You said you passed all your math classes.
I did, but I also failed statistics twice before I passed it.
I would say, Bri, that there was a time in your teens where you were goofing off smoking weed and you weren't taking school very seriously.
Yeah, but that wasn't a failure. It was a life lesson.
No, that's true. Yeah, no, you did turn it around, definitely.
Because I'm not the person I am now without that experience.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So you can't say it's a failure.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it up. Never mind.
The tension. God.
Wow.
That wasn't tense.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm going to say greatest failure?
Yes.
Probably, you know, certain romantic, you know, attempting to... Why are we laughing already?
You hear it on the recording.
probably certain romantic endeavors that were dead ends.
I hear that.
Yeah.
My sympathy goes out to you.
Yeah.
Let's say wrong hole.
That's my greatest failure. Yeah. And my greatest strength. Yeah. Once you're
wrong hole going into the vagina. It's the wrong hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird one.
Yeah.
Team Edward. Is anybody going to say words after mine?
No.
Was that your last question?
No.
Oh.
That was nine?
I'm sorry. It's very... I don't know. It's too professional. Okay, fine. Favorite Power Ranger circa original season?
Oh, Pink Yellow. Ranger.
I like Kobe. How there's no names.
Kimberly. Pink Ranger.
Okay.
Ching Chong. Pacquiao.
Black Ranger? Okay.
What was her name?
It was Trini.
Trini, for sure.
She got killed.
Don't say that.
She did.
I know. Don't bring it up.
Her and Rita.
That is your greatest failure.
Rita Repulsa died too.
Really?
Yeah.
Rita Repulsa killed Trini?
No.
This is getting dark. This is getting really dark. I wish you didn't mention.
You know, Rita Repulsa was killed by Ed Gein.
Did you know that Jason has done gay porn?
Yes. No, I know he does. Is it the
and then he did MMA.
Too. MMA?
He did MMA and gay porn.
He did gay porn?
I don't remember. Yeah. I remember he posed for Playgirl.
No, like hardcore gay porn?
Well, is there any other kind?
Well, I mean, there's like Playgirl where you pose nude for the titillation of men. And then there's I'm penetrating another man.
No, I thought Playgirl was you pose for the titillation of women.
Yeah.
But I guess
it's readership really, is
it's
so...
It's effectually for gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You can just be naked, and men can showing ogle you,
do you,
or you can actually have gay sex.
Lesbians read Playboy?
Ooh,
no,
because those probably wouldn't be their types.
You don't know that,
yeah? That's maybe
I think nude women is like everyone's like
type.
Pervert's type.
Yeah. That's why I found like you know you look in girl magazines, you see girls. See guy magazines, you see girls.
You read.
Oh, I just look at the pictures.
So the Lee's shop.
Yes. Well, did you have an answer, Pat?
My answer was the lesser known Power Ranger called Ninja Turtle.
Football field.
Yeah.
Football field. Moving on. Owen.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Oh, that was your last question?
Yeah, it's an interview style question. So now I know how you guys do an interview. Just,
all right.
Wait, dude, does he get applause?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need it.
I mean, it was pretty scattershot.
There were some good questions in there.
Yeah.
I have to answer this shit. Like
Trini died.
She did die.
Drunk driver.
Unfortunately.
Hit her?
Yeah.
She wasn't... She was fine.
Yeah. She's a Power Ranger. Yeah. Set the standard.
I was a fan of the show. I watched it during its initial run. I didn't know about that. And so I found out just a couple years ago, and I was totally blown away.
Did you guys have the Megazords?
Mm-mm.
I had them, and I would transform them on the show while watching the show.
Yeah.
Like it was happening.
Yeah.
But I didn't have, like, a bad guy. So I was just like, yeah.
Did you feel closer to God when you did that?
I was very, not religious. So, still not.
Well, Megazords, though.
I don't know what Morgan Freeman has to do with it.
I know.
Yeah. Quit bringing up God like that. Okay, number 10. Prostitution is now legal in the state of California.
Yes.
At the newly opened Pussycat Ranch, porn stars Rocco Siffredi and Sienna West are said to offer their services twice a week there. Do you, good gentlemen, partake?
Well, who's the second porn star?
I was going to give you one, but you weren't here in time.
What do you mean?
Well, do you have a favorite porn star?
Guy or girl?
Girl.
I have a lot.
They're all there.
Riko Tachibana is really good. She's a Japanese one. But she
okay. She's there as well.
Sweet. I think that would be
at the Pussycat Ranch.
That would be too expensive.
Marika Hase?
I don't know who that is.
So you're considering the price right now in a hypothetical that will never happen.
Yes. You never know.
Bryant.
I'd watch Rocco Siffredi and Sienna West.
I would send my penis Boyer. Mold in my place.
Send your penis mold.
to scope.
So that's
out.
A negatory from all of you.
Football field.
No, I would definitely hang out there. I would work there.
Okay.
That's where my job interview is.
I want to be janitor.
Janitor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So bad. Especially after Rocco's load.
Yeah.
Number 9. Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Right.
Caramel.
Caramel.
He's doing a hybrid between the two. Caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel.
Carmel.
That's a name? City in California.
No, that's a black man's name. Carmel.
It's actually both. Carmel's in California.
Yeah.
Which is where they opened the Pussycat Ranch,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's where my interview is.
Number 8. Barring Elvis and Buddy Holly.
Is.
Wait, what?
Number 8. Barring Elvis and Buddy Holly, your favorite 50s rock and roll act, Patrick?
Santo Johnny.
That's a good one.
Yeah, fuck you. You can't have it.
50s.
This is pretty easy for me.
Charlie Feathers.
Okay. Josh?
What era was Chubby Checkers in?
Yeah.
50s.
I like that.
Obviously Little Richard.
Good answer.
Wait, did he make a song about a meatball? I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, Chuck Berry sang about My Dingley.
Did he?
Yeah.
Might as well have been in the phone.
Got arrested the next day.
Favorite Bond.
Favorite what?
Favorite Bond?
Gold.
Favorite Bond. Oh. James Bond.
Oh.
Covalent.
Covalent Bond.
Pierce Brosnan was pretty cool.
Broader Bond.
Broder Bond?
Yeah, I guess Pierce Brosnan, just because I grew up with him.
Literally.
Bryant? The real answer?
Who is this guy?
George Lazenby?
No. He was...
Steven Seagal?
Maybe. No, he was the one in the late 80s.
Timothy
Dalton.
Dalton.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go with Timothy Dalton?
I think he's handsome. I don't remember what he's like. But he drove a cool Lotus that went underwater.
You know, he was more complex and vulnerable. I don't think he was quite so stoic and superhero-like. Like, he had a softer side, I think.
So you wrote poetry?
Yeah, I'll go with Emo Bond.
I'm going to say Daniel Craig.
I've never seen a Bond movie.
No one?
No. Number six. If there were a fighter with the boxing skills of Muhammad Ali, the wrestling chops of Randy Couture, the submission skills of Fedor Emelianenko, and the KO power of Mike Tyson, would he still lose to Anderson Silva?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think he'd win.
I don't know. Anderson Silva's got those kicks out of nowhere.
He's Dawson.
He's a very flexible.
This hypothetical fighter has no defensive skills at all.
Apparently. He has the defensive skills of
five-year-old
child.
Yeah.
The defensive skills, no. So you're saying that not even a genetically created hybrid super warrior could take on Anderson Silva.
If they were strong enough to muscle him down, and then, like, his Chael didn't have the punching power to knock out Anderson Silva. But if he had the punching power of Mike Tyson,
yeah,
I would assume he could at some point beat him.
No. So you couldn't even create a man from the ground up better than
Anderson Silva. Have you seen the pictures that people have made of Anderson Silva wearing the makeup and the jewelry of Dalsum? Yeah.
Really?
No, they're amazing pictures. Whoever photoshopped these, they're fantastic. And they extend his leg, and he's kicking Vitor Belfort in the face. It's hilarious. But everybody who's fought Anderson Silva said it was like fighting Neo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Both Forrest Griffin and...
Oh, dude, did you watch, like, the interviews with Forrest Griffin? He's like...
Oh, he's laughing. He's literally laughing like, how bad he got his ass
kicked. No, like, why'd you do it? Well, he's like, well, he kept hitting me in the face, and I didn't know what to do.
He's like, I was really confused.
I didn't know what was going on, and he hit me. Hit me repeatedly, over and over, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, he's a fighter with a sixth sense. Yeah, I don't know
he can really read whether
you can even train to defend against his skill set.
I don't think he could beat China.
The country? Like they would just hit him with a nuke?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might be able to punch a nuke out of the air.
Who knows?
Number five.
Yoga fire it.
Number five. Favorite chipmunk.
Fuck Alvin.
What is it? Cottontail?
What?
Peter Cottontail?
Cottontail. Chipmunk. I think that's a breed of chipmunk.
Oh, yeah?
Is a squirrel a breed of a chipmunk?
No.
No, they're different.
I liked Gizmo.
He was a gremlin.
No! From the, Chip and Dale. Gizmo was the girl.
Was she? Oh, yeah.
Rangers.
No, she was a mouse, wasn't she?
Was she?
I think she was a mouse.
So, wait, it's basically we've got the chipmunks and we got Chippendale.
Yeah, you have the Rescue Rangers. Like,
no, yeah, Rescue Rangers, and then you have Alvin and the chipmunks.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, okay. Fucking Dale?
Fucking is he Dale. Is he the red-nosed man?
Yeah.
He's the red-nosed man. Yeah, he was cool. He was like the Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Okay. Two for Dale, Pat?
Yeah, probably Dale, too.
Three. Unanimous. Dale.
Three Dales.
Unanimous
Damn.
Decision.
Number four, Caddyshack or Three Amigos?
Three Amigos.
Unanimous again.
I think Caddyshack's overrated, yeah. Honestly.
I've never seen it.
So we got three Dales and three Amigos.
Yeah.
Number three, if they took a gel mold of your erect member
okay.
and made a dildo of it.
A jello okay. mold?
See how we're all on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
Can you imagine a woman enjoying it or finding it rather unsatisfactory? What would a woman's review be of a gel mold of
she
your?
She would find it unsettling.
Unsettling, Josh. You're
confused.
Unsatisfactory in a sense that it's just too much.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Too much.
Football field.
A football field length and
football field
length and girthwise
100 yards.
So,
no, they'd mistake it for a Tootsie Roll. So
it would go in 13 inches. That would just be tip in, right?
Yeah.
That would just be the tip. The, 13 the inches of tip.
The whole head is
13 inches. 13 inches. It's a huge. Tip.
But the shaft is like an inch.
Pat's very sensitive.
I know.
So,
how would a woman review your gel mold?
You're saying a gel mold, so like literally, like gel.
I thought you said Jello.
No, I mean to say that that eventually it's cast into a dildo.
Okay, I see.
But not a vibrator.
No, this is just your classic wiggling fleshy dildo.
I think she'd find it middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Because it wasn't attached to me.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
Getting me all wet right now and moist. Jesus, my asshole's dilated.
Bryant, what was your...
Unsettling.
Unsettling. That's right, unsettling. Yeah. Number two, of all movie sequels, name the absolute best and worst part two. The best part two you can think of? The worst part two.
Caddyshack part two, worst.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just terrible upon terrible.
Okay.
Best. Excluding and your Toy best Story. Part two? Oh, sorry.
Best part two. I'm going to have to think about that one first.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
I'm going to go with RoboCop 2.
Something.
As your best.
The worst.
Oh, sorry.
And the best being Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Yes, that is a great part too.
Josh. Excluding Toy Story 2, all the Disney sequels, and the sequels / prequels of the Star Wars franchise, I'd say those were the worst. And I really liked Home Alone Lost in New York.
That was my answer, too.
Okay, so your best is Home Alone 2?
Yeah.
Nobody's seen that but Josh.
It was good. Well, because I saw that one before. One.
So, Pat, you're going to come up with a new one, or you just want to double him on that one?
Home Alone, yeah.
Okay.
Part two.
I'm going to say Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh.
That's my best.
Is that the one?
And my worst, Ghostbusters 2. Just
awful. Oh, that's a good one.
Really, really bad.
That's a good one.
Number one.
Uh-oh. Okay. Drum roll.
Brian's gonna like this one. If you were a gun, what make and model would you be? Bryant.
Nobody else is gonna answer this.
No, I can answer it.
Okay.
Dick.
I think I would be
whoa, dude.
He's giving it a lot of thought.
What are we? I'm going to be... Man.
A Mossberg.
Man. No.
Like a rifle? Or the... What? That's a sniper rifle.
I think I'm going to be... Compact.
A MAC-10.
Yet efficient. Nearly completely weather resistant. With enough power... And ready availability in terms of caliber.
Glock 17.
Glock 19.
Glock 19?
No.
Interesting.
Be a Glock 19.
Josh.
That'd be a single action army revolver.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty classy.
45 long Colt.
Wow. That's
cowboy style. That's a beastly.
I love those kind of like.
That's beastly.
Yeah.
Patrick.
I have no good answer to this question.
You're Cuban. You can be an AK. It's a revolution. It's a
okay.
AKs revolution. Are really good.
AK it is, then.
AK-47.
Yeah. AK is okay with me.
Serious, like, they're really durable. Really durable.
I think my other answer would be an American classic, the 1911.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say the American classic 9/11. That's like, Jesus, dude. Whoa.
Ouch.
Wow. Yeah. Hmm. Good. That's a good ending note.
Yeah.
The brown note right there.
You know who was behind 9/11, right?
Huh?
You know who was behind
Edward
9/11?
Furlong?
I was going to say Ed Gein.
It was it's leeshop.com? The Lee's Shop? Yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go. Football field.
I'm gonna have to listen back to this. Did you get with that reference?
Well, there's just like a side conversation going on here.
Yeah.
Did you know the terrorists? Their original design was to crash the planes into Edward Furlong.
Wow.
Did you know
his
that?
Forehead?
Into his puffy, distended body.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As he... Did you hear that story about him where he, to protest as part of PETA, he freed a bunch of lobsters from a Red Lobster, like, and he crawled out naked with them out of the Red Lobster.
Dude.
Or, I don't know if it was a Red Lobster, but it was a lobster.
Sounds like a righteous brother.
Yeah. Mm. It's very righteous of him.
Is this pre or post drugs?
Probably in during drug period, yeah.
And he hadn't painted himself red, but he was very, very red from just being hot.
Yeah.
He was just very hot from all the meth.
Yeah.
And he just looked
and
red.
And the sores, you know.
And the red paint.
He was sunburned. Yeah.
He boiled himself. He was intoxicated and sunburned,
and his
covered in lobsters. That's quite an image.
And his fingers had been all disjointed and claw like because of all the compulsive masturbation he was partaking in.
He was chewing Big Red also
to come down from NoFap February.
You know, he was in one of those goofy sci-fi movies I checked out. You know Sci-Fi Channel, right?
Yeah.
So he's in one of those silly B movies, and I think it was either giant tarantulas or giant alligators. I think it was tarantulas. And he was kind of not an abusive ex-husband, but he was a delinquent husband, I would say. And really not acting at all. He was just this
himself.
Out of sorts character, kind of sloppy, and it didn't look like they put any makeup on him. I mean, it's like he just stumbled to the set and collected his check.
Like, perfect.
Have you seen the sci-fi movie he was in where he was like a giant, like 75-foot monster, washed-up actor, a giant has-been, giant monster has-been, football field.
And he had a terrible fever, and he was very red. He was very hot.
And he stomped it on a Red Lobster.
And freed the lobsters from their misery.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Number 20.
Okay, number 20.
Number 20.
Yeah. That was a swisher. We really sank that one, didn't we?
Colonel Troutman. His name was Colonel Troutman. I don't remember his name being Colonel Troutman.
Yeah, his name was Colonel Troutman.
And I remember that was an objective answer.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got it wrong.
Yeah, I remember you saying that Dutch...
Yeah, I said Dutch and Dylan.
Dylan.
Was the better.
That's certainly a good duo, but not quite as good.
Yeah.
As Rambo and Colonel.
I don't know, I still like Dutch and Dylan. Right?
Mmm. No comment.
Okay. Well, right.
That was a Rainbow 3.
That was nothing but net.
That was
right there. That was a home run.
That was a Joanna man.
That was an orbit.
Yeah.
That was a Pluto Nash.
Well,
straight to DVD.
With Edward Furlong.
No, that was like straight to Netflix. I mean, they didn't even get printed.
Yeah, straight to what's it called? Torrent.
Yeah, that was
not even a legitimate release.
Well. It's time we watch Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
And be done with this episode.
You guys want to watch Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can watch it with us.
Lucky. I gotta go to the gym. Hey, Yim.
You're gonna go to the gym at 10:30.
10:50
p.m.?
Yeah.
Huh.
Girl, let's go.
Okay. Say goodnight, Patrick.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Patrick.
Goodnight, Bryant. Goodnight, Owen. Goodnight, Josh.
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, Patrick. Good night.
On three?
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, really?
Are you down?
No. Really? So pretentious.
Okay. We'll go without.
Down UB?
Let's do football field.
Big Green. Big Green on three.
What is Big Green?
You don't remember?
Furlong.
Oh, I farted.
Leesshop.com.
No. You gotta check it out. It's really nice.
I know. I really like that.
I'm sorry.
How about furlong.com?
Furlong.
Not.
Or we can just hit stop.
Yeah.
How about we'll all see something on three?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Three.
I love
Arthur.